It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. Thank God she joins us weekly. Thank God I don't have to worry about where she is because, you know, I don't have to chase her like a little light all over the globe like Santa NORAD tracking. But she's over there. I'm going to assume bravely that she's in Switzerland. And hello.
Absolutely, Jill. Hello to you. Yes, from Switzerland, following the recommendation for COVID-19 travel restrictions, and having today an interesting, I think, topic about fur, about mink farming in Denmark. Of course, before giving a little European update on COVID-19, I wanted to talk about something else. This happens to be completely related to COVID, but I thought that it was a kind of collateral damage that is worth talking about, because it has, in a way, a lot of implications for the future. So you probably followed the story that millions of mink have been killed in Denmark. Why? The reason is absolutely simple, because the COVID-19 virus has been discovered among them. The fear immediately was the following, because humans seem to have given that to mink, and then mink have given that back to humans. There was the big fear that by doing so, the virus would have the capacity to mutate, going from human to mink and then from mink to human. If such a mutation would take place, automatically, the next fear would be that our vaccines would not be as efficient anymore. Eventually, all of this is still at a stage of theories, but that the vaccine through this, because of this mutation, would not be able to be as efficient as they seem to be right now, with efficiency between 70 and 95%. So the Danish government took the decision to kill all of those mink, and without a legislation and without a law basically that allow that, in an act, I suppose, of fear. The idea was to just avoid a situation that could become potentially even more dangerous for humans. So that has been done, but the fact is that you do not have only mink farm in Denmark. You have some in many countries, and to give just a couple of examples, you have some in Italy, you have some in Sweden, in Greece, in Spain, in Netherlands, in also some countries of Eastern Europe, I believe also in the US. So this is actually a very profitable source of money, considering the need for furs in the fashion industry. I think now is in jeopardy, because Denmark took really the decision to go frontally against the possibility of having a COVID-19 virus that is even more dangerous than what it is today. But before all of this happened, one has also to say that there was a change coming up in the sense that some countries had already decided to stop and ban farming mink for the future. As an example, I would say that, for example, in UK, it is already banned, and France had a plan to stop it by 2025, and Netherlands was planning to stop it by 2024, but apparently because of the circumstances, they might stop before already in 2021. So this is interesting in the sense that, besides the fact, of course, that it is an absolutely horrifying thought to have all of these small animals killed because of COVID. That being said, they would have been killed anyway. So it's really basically the main idea of having or not having such farms that is at stake here. In Denmark, for example, more than 6,000 jobs are at risk because of the decision that they made. But other people would argue that the world is going anyway towards a more sustainable and fair production systems, and especially when it comes to animals. And with animals, one has also to understand that we are not just stopping with mink, but we are really talking about all farms that have basically this mass production with animals that eventually are at risk for bigger virus outbreaks because of the conditions they live in, and this extreme promiscuity, the fact that they are so much together, they are so tight together, that when there is a problem with some kind of a virus, it's basically impossible to stop it in such a constellation. There is also the fact that if we come back to the fur business, that the fashion industry was already going into a new direction, generally speaking, for a couple of years ago. So this was already way before COVID-19. There was this need to go out of this fur business, and many really prominent, well-known, and extremely liked luxury fashion houses had already announced that they would completely phase out this fur business and go into fake fur, basically, that looks exactly the same, but that doesn't request the killing of animals. So fashion was already developing in that direction. Plus, one has to say that on a general level, the new generation, if we are talking about the millennials or the Generation Z, but there is a huge push for having a new sustainable production system around the world. So while fur is, for example, still kind of liked in China or Hong Kong, as a matter of fact, two big places for Danish fur, there is even there also a change of thinking with the younger generations. And it wouldn't be surprising if in a few years this fur farming business will be completely phased out. That being said, obviously it also gives a lot of jobs, and this is when there is also the belief, at least from many experts, that it's when certain jobs disappear, other jobs will appear because of new needs and because of new directions and because simply of new production needs. So it's not all going to disappear, but it's most probably going to go into slowly but surely into another direction.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.